Perfect Wine Pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys.
This week, Steph has served up a truly comforting dish that really fits the change in seasons. And because this dish is comforting, it seems appropriate that the best wine to pair with this dish is equally as comforting. This needn't be an exercise in panic about fine details. This choice should come from gut instinct, based around the simple question, what do I fancy with this pie? As to the old adage, never mix your grape with your grain, this doesn't apply here because the ale in this recipe is transformed into more of a subtle seasoning and stock for the dish when it's cooked down. From a technical point of view, a dry red would be particularly good here as the tannins in this would bond with the proteins in the beef to create a flavour and texture that is better than the sum of its parts. So in some ways, a red wine that is rich in tannin texture, i.e. full-bodied, would give you even more of this. However, if you enjoy a particular red wine that's well within your comfort zone, you would have made a decent and personal pairing. With all this in mind, my own perfect wine pairing for Steph's beef and ale pie would be our Garnacha de Fuego from Spain at $9.99 a bottle. The name of this wine literally translates to Grenache of Fire, a playful interpretation of how warming a red it is, perfect for a cold autumnal night. The wine gives you an incredible abundance of dark berry fruit, which contrasts the beef well. It also has a subtle black olive tapenade hint, which acts as almost a seasoning effect. But importantly, it has oodles of rich, smooth tannin texture, exactly what is wanted for this dish. I'd go as far as to say this wine gives me the feeling that it's one of the best value reds I've enjoyed in a very long time, which for me is a comforting thought as well. Cheers.
Perfect wine pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys. Wine know-how, simply shared on Leeds Road, Harrogate and School Lane, Collingham.